There's breaking news, ladies and gentlemen. Yes, there's breaking news. Well, there's two breaking news stories. There's one breaking news story that Ted Cruz is going to be endorsing Donald Trump soon. Yes. Lion Ted! Lion Ted! That was my favorite video. I digress. We'll get back to that. But Ted Cruz, I know I shouldn't be saying Lion Ted because we want all the Cruz bots. We want all the Cruz bots, but that's not the bigger story. The bigger story is Glenn Beck. I just got notification on this. Glenn Beck just killed himself. Yes, Glenn Beck just killed himself. He killed himself. It's actually a murder. It was a murder suicide pact between Glenn and the other two retards that are on his program. I don't know who's worse, if it's Glenn or the two retards that are on there with him. While we're sitting here, who are they? Glenn Beck's retards. It won't come up. Glenn Beck sidekicks, right? Is that what you put? I know that's not the story, but I just need to know. Oh, Pat Gray, is that it? Pat Gray. I think that Pat Gray. Oh, what a... He's a member of the Church of Jesus Christ. He's a Mormon. He believes in magic underpants. Go figure. Pat Gray. So that's Pat. So one of those idiots are Pat Gray. Okay, Pat Gray, right? Pat Gray. Let me write this down. So Pat Gray. So I guess is Glenn Beck a Mormon too? I'm not a big Glenn Beck follower. Like I said, when I go into the valley, like once a week. I take that back. I don't. I'm fibbing. Three times a week, I'll have to go into the valley and pick product up and do things of that nature. Rather, it's T-shirts or I don't know, but things of that nature. And when I do, I'll put Glenn back on. And listen to him cry and whine and the whole thing. So, wait a minute. I'm trying to find this, and it says that they resigned. I guess Stu and Pat are not there? Are they not there? I know there's got to be some Glenn Beck fans out there. I know there's got to be some listeners. Who are the two idiots? But anyways, they're dead too. Okay? They're dead too. They killed themselves. So the one sidekick, whoever it is, whatever Mormon it is, he killed the one guy. The other guy killed the other guy. And then Ted Cruz and then Glenn Beck turned the gun on him because of Ted Cruz. Ted Cruz is responsible for the death of Glenn Beck and his two sidekicks. And I don't know what their names are. And because when I click on the old goggle, I put sidekick Glenn Beck. And it says that these guys actually... are not there anymore, but I don't know. You know, I don't know. Glenn Beck. He's going to lose his mind. Oh, now I'm going to... Now I'm actually going... Now I dropped my mic. Dropped. I'm going to have to put on Glenn Beck now. I'm going to have to... Oh, I think... when I listen to Beck, I think it's the... I don't think I listen to him live. I think they have him... I think they have him on a delay. I think he's on in the morning. Yeah, I think he's on in the morning. Oh, man. So I don't think he'll be he'll have the news yet. Like, I don't think he got the news. Well, maybe he did. Maybe somebody tipped him off. Like, maybe the cruise people were like, hey, Glenn. Because remember why I'm saying this, in case you haven't been following. Glenn, I never seen or heard of a radio guy running around and supporting a candidate like Beck did. Yeah, Hannity. But listen, Hannity is now part of the, you know, getting a Republican elected. Hannity wasn't running around with Trump 5 months ago, 6 months ago. I mean, he was nice to all the candidates. I know the Cruz bots think everybody was mean to them. Everybody was mean. But listen, Hannity was nice to all the... He would go Christie, Huckabee. He was chill with all of them. So I never seen a talk show host do what Beck did. I mean, Beck, he would go out and he would pray. He'd go out there to these rallies and talk about how God wants Ted Cruz to be president. He's just nuts. Absolutely nuts. And if you listen to him, he talks about not voting for Trump because of principles. Can't vote for Trump. He's got principles. And his little douchey sidekicks. Principles. And they were all about, see, Ted Cruz. Look what Ted Cruz did at the convention. He talked about principles. He talked about voting with your conscience. He's not selling out. And now we're getting word that Ted Cruz is going to endorse Trump. Glenn Beck's just, he's looking for the gun to put in his mouth. Oh, man. Even the other and you know why I say liberal? Because they bash on Trump like the liberals do. So when you hear Beck go after Trump, it's no different than listening to the liberals go after Trump. So they're liberals. But Ben Shapiro is the other no-Trumper. He's the other douche. Ben Shapiro, he's just very upset. He's very upset. He's very upset. Benny's upset. He's very upset. Ted Cruz endorses Donald Trump and Glenn Beck commits murder, suicide with his two douchey sidekicks. It's so funny. Ah, it's so funny. Ben Shapiro. You know, like I said, when you listen to Shapiro and you listen to Beck, and you listen to the Never Trumpers, their whole, well, Trump is this and Trump is that and the principles and rah, rah. Here's the principle. You have two parties. You got a Republican, you got a Democrat. You heard Obama, didn't you? Obama stood up there and said, all you black people, if you don't vote for this old white lady, it is an insult to me. It is a slap in my face. You want to send me out? You want to do something nice for me? Vote for this old white lady. Obama said, yeah, I know she's an old white lady. I know. When I ran against her in 08, she said horrible things about me. I know. Her campaign sent out pictures of me dressed in African Muslim garb and tried to make it seem like I was a other than the an American. I know all these things. But here's the fact. It doesn't matter if it's Trump. It doesn't matter if it's Cruz. It doesn't matter if it's Rubio. It's a Republican. We are Democrats. And a Republican gets in the White House, they are going to undo everything that I have done for the last 8 years. And in fact, it will make my presidency look like a failure. And you don't want the first black president to go down as a failure. So all of my black brothers and sisters, you must vote for the old white lady who is incompetent, who is sick, who is a liar, and who I can't stand. But at the end of the day, she's a Democrat, I'm a Democrat, you're a Democrat, and that's all that matters. And then he dropped the mic and he left. And the Republican Party, they don't seem to understand that. They don't seem to get that. And remember what I said, it has nothing to do with principles, has nothing to do with tone. Because 9 out of 10 times, all of these never Trumpers you will find either are not making money from Trump, they were either dissed by Trump, in some way, they all wanted to be part of Trump, they all wanted to be part of the campaign. But at some point, they felt slighted. And so in turn, it is a never Trump movement based on false principles. I mean, what does this say to the Cruz supporters, the Beck people who held Ted Cruz in this regard of being principled and somebody that is above politics and stands by his convictions. And that's why at that convention he stood on that stage and said, F you, Trump, and F you, Trumpsters. What does that say, Glenn? What does that say, Ben? What does that say, Ben Sass? What does that say to all you people that held Ted Cruz in this regard of almost a godlike figure? What does it say? What does that say? You stupid never Trumpers. You just don't get it. You're stupid. You're ignorant and you're jealous. You're little school girls and little school boys that were never picked for dodgeball, were never picked to dance at the homecoming. You were always last, and no one ever liked you. So in turn, you are jealous, you are spiteful, and you will do everything in your power to hurt your own interests. Your friends' interests. Because your feelings were hurt. Pathetic. And that is the one thing that makes Democrats 10 times better than Republicans. And it's that one thing that I miss, is that Democrats stick together and it doesn't even matter if one of their own is indicted, is a criminal. Doesn't matter if they go against the platform. It doesn't matter. If they got a D next to their name, they live and die with them. Because ultimately, the only other option has an R next to their name. And hell will freeze over before they let anybody with an R next to their name tell them what to do and control anything that they're involved with. Us, on the other hand, us Republicans are petty, petulant little children. So Rob Zicari Show, we're out of here. Guys, listen, we'll be back Monday at 7 p.m. West Coast time, 10 p.m. East Coast time. That is our new times. We will be broadcasting and talking about the Trump and Clinton debate. It's going to be huge. It's going to be big. And we're taking bets. If Hillary is going to pass out, is she going to cough? Is she going to overfill her pee bag? Is her catheter going to break? What's going to happen? That is the question. We will see you guys Monday night. Have a good weekend. Be safe. Don't take any wooden nickels. Don't get caught in the riots. If you get pulled over, put your hands up. Don't engage with the police. And don't be high or drunk. All right. We'll see you guys Monday. It's Rob Zicari Show. Goodbye.